Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Good afternoon. We are conducting a short survey about some issues that your community and the nation are facing, and we would like to include your opinion. So are you ready to take this survey?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. 1 second, please. And thanks for accepting. Okay. Let's see.
Do I have
to
give you any personal information?
Like what?
Like identifying information.
No.
Okay.
No, your information. Your information is confidential, so it's okay. No worries. All right. Okay. Well, what is your zip code?
48225.
Okay. What is your what is the year of your birth?
2005.
Okay. 2005. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I was not old enough.
Okay. Too young. I see. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
What is your race? White,
white.
Black, African. Thank you. Okay. Are you... Okay, so you said that you're not registered, right, to vote.
I am registered.
Oh.
I was not old enough in the 2020 election.
Okay. That time, okay.
Yeah, I am now registered.
Okay. There will be elections for offices, like the president and U.S. Congress, this November. And how likely are you to vote in the November 2024 election? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote. Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will
I
not?
I would say I'd probably vote, most likely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, probably. How do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 general election? In person, early, or but before election, or on election day? Or by email.
If you can vote in person before election day, I'll do that probably.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the Black community has no power at all. So you can pick any number.
I mean, I guess it depends what you mean by, like, power, but, like, I'd say they're pretty disadvantaged in society. Like, so, like, it's, like, 2 or 3? Like, a 3. Like, in individual black people are not any worse than white people, but structurally, you know?
Yeah, I understand. Okay, thank you. Let's see. Okay, so please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. So you can select any number between 0 and 10.
I'd say 7.
7. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10. You know, 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. Means 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, nor cold, neutral. Mm-hmm. And 0 means that you feel very, very cold and unfavorable towards them. Okay, so the first person is Kamala Harris.
So
on a scale
2.
Of 2.
Yeah.
Okay. On Josh Shapiro.
1.
Barack Obama.
Sorry, one more time.
Yeah, Barack Obama.
Oh, 3. And 2. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 2. Joe Biden.
1.
1. Mark Kelly?
I don't really know enough about him. I just know he's kind of an establishment Dem, so like 2, I guess.
Well, if you know, even if you're never heard of some person, so you can select that option.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that, you know.
Mm-hmm. So never heard of. Donald Trump?
1.
Tim Walz.
Five. Nah, 6.
6. Next person, JD Vance.
1.
One more. Gretchen Whitmer.
7.
Okay. Thank you. So, now on a scale of 0 to 10 in the past month, please rate how worried you have been about each of the following. Use a 10 if you have been very worried. A 5 if you have been somewhat worried. And a 0 if you have not been worried at all. So you may use any number.
Okay.
The conflict in Palestine.
10 is the most worried. Yeah, 10.
Yeah. Fighting discrimination and systematic racism.
8.
Okay. voter suppression in the 2024 election that makes it harder